Hey, this is Julia from the MSU Writing Center with some quick tips to help you have your best write ever. So you've just been assigned the dreaded essay, and your professor has required that you use sources. How dare they, right? So now you have to scramble to find peer-reviewed sources and figure out how to cite them. Well, before you begin to panic, let's talk about some different ways to cite sources. First of all, why do we even need to cite things? Well, we need to give credit to people who work so hard to write the sources we now have to read. After all, how would you feel if someone just took the essay you slaved for hours to write and said it was theirs? Also, it's important to back up your ideas and show that not only are you well-read on the subject you're tackling, but you're not just making things up. There are many different documentation styles. Some common ones are MLA, APA, and Chicago styles. These are used in different areas for different reasons. MLA documentation is used mainly for the humanities, like English, rhetoric, and literature classes. Since MLA deals mainly with literature and other texts, page number and author are important and used for in-text citations. This differs from APA style, which focuses more on date of publication, because texts are timeless and can remain relevant even when they are written centuries ago. Speaking of APA style, it is often used for the social sciences like sociology, education, and psychology. Like I said, in-text citations focus on the author and the date of publication. This is because these sources are usually research-based or are publications on experiments, which makes the date these were done very important. Research from the 20s might not be as relevant as something done in 2002. Chicago style is used primarily in history and some humanities courses. This uses footnotes and endnotes instead of in-text citations. This allows you to explain what you're citing a little more in depth at the bottom of the page or at the end of your paper instead of in your essay. This can be really helpful in history class when you need to explain or elaborate on an older term or relate it to your argument briefly, without disturbing the organization of your essay. Figuring out what you need to cite is a little more complicated than just citing what you quote. If you're using any idea that is not your own or that comes from your source, you need to cite it, even if you are paraphrasing. Quotes should be in quotations naturally and should be word for word from the text. Longer quotes need to be in block quote formation. There are two types of citations, in text and the works cited or bibliography section at the end of your paper. MLA in-text citations include author and page number in parentheses before your closing punctuation within your sentence. APA follows the same format but includes author name and year of publication instead of page number. Chicago uses footnotes or endnotes instead of parenthetical citations. Keep in mind that block quotes work a little differently. MLA requires a works cited page at the end of your essay, which is the same thing as a reference list or bibliography, just with a different MLA-specific name. APA and Chicago styles use reference lists. That's all for now. For more quick tips on how to have your best write ever, check out our website at writing.msu.edu. Good luck, and thanks for listening.